is WBEN Radio News. I'm Bill Ferguson. Buffalo Mayor Stanley Mikulski today named former Congressman Max McCarthy as Human Services Coordinator for the city. McCarthy's duties and the $21,000 a year job include coordination of special revenue sharing projects and work with so-called people services programs, including such projects as services for the elderly and community development. Bail was set at $10,000 today for the only two men charged with murder in connection with the 1971 Attica prison uprising. State Supreme Court Justice James Moore set that figure for the bail of Charles Parnassides and John Hill, who are accused of killing Attica guard William Quinn. Justice Moore also set bail of $500 cash or a $2,000 secured bond for each of two other Attica defendants, Frank Smith and Armstrong John. Pre-trial hearings of the 59 defendants charged in connection with the Attica prison rebellion continue tomorrow in Buffalo. There's still no trace of an amateur photographer who's been missing in the Byron Burgeon Wildlife Preserve in Genesee County since last Sunday. Over 100 state troopers, forest rangers, and civilian volunteers are looking for 34-year-old Gordon Ball of Burgeon, who went into the wildlife preserve Sunday afternoon and never came out. Dense vegetation covers the 12-square-mile wildlife preservation area and is hampering the search. Prices at Western New York McDonald's hamburger stands apparently won't be going up after all, at least not yet. Mark Estrin asked Gerald Brownrout, president of McDonald's drive-ins at Western New York, whether the quality of the food might suffer if the beef shortage grows worse.
There's no chance of, for instance, mixing meat with other items like cereal in order to keep the amount up and not have to raise the price.
No way. Before I do that, I'd stop selling the meat product in my stores, and I don't know about the other stores, but I definitely would stop and I'd sell our fish sandwiches and whatever else other items that we had to do.
Brownout said Western New York McDonald's stands would operate at a loss rather than raise prices or lower quality till the cost of meat stabilizes when the price freeze on beef ends September 12th.
What makes a luxury car? It's a feeling of spaciousness, of room to stretch, to move. It's a feeling of elegance, of being surrounded with tasteful upholstery fabrics, of stepping onto fine pile carpeting. It's commanding a responsive V8 engine through power steering, enjoying a smooth, quiet ride, and being able to order such conveniences as a reclining front passenger seat, power windows, year-round climate control, a truly pleasurable stereo system. What makes a luxury car? Quiet, elegance, exceptional ride. We invite you to experience luxury in Caprice, the luxury car by Chevrolet. You might not want to look any higher.
Drive home a luxury Caprice from the big third annual garage sale, going on at your neighborhood Chevy dealers now.
The 3-year ban on new sewer permits in the 2nd and 3rd wards of the city of Lackawanna has been lifted. The ban was imposed by federal judge John Curtin because the city allegedly discriminated against a black organization which wanted to build a housing project in the predominantly white 3rd ward of the Steel City. Today, the city said the construction project will no longer be blocked, and Judge Curtin lifted the overall ban he had imposed on all sewer permits in the area. An attempt to prevent the screening of the X-rated movie Last Tango in Paris in Niagara County has been waltzed out of a federal court in Buffalo. Judge Casey Zygmunt of the town of Niagara ruled the film obscene last month and ordered a theater to stop showing it. But the film's distributor countered with a federal lawsuit, and today, with the mutual agreement of both parties, Judge John Curtin dismissed the distributor's suit on the condition that the town give up its fight against the movie. Plans are in the works for hydrofoil service between Rochester and Toronto, according to the Rochester and Monroe County Port Authority. The authority aims for trial runs later this year and regular service in 1974. And now to CBS News.
Vice President Agnew broke his self-imposed silence to protest against news leaks on his role in an alleged kickback scheme and to say again that he is not guilty.
I have no intention to be skewered in this fashion. And since I have no intention to be so skewered, I've called this press conference to label as false and scurrilous and malicious these rumors, these assertions and accusations that are being circulated, and to answer your questions regarding them.
With that, Agnew invited questions, and reporters started asking them. Barry Serafin was there. Here is his report.
Agnew had even stronger words later for kickback allegations reported to be under investigation. He called them damned lies. He told reporters, "I have nothing to hide." The vice president said accusations against him are coming from those who have found themselves in deep trouble, and he indicated their motive might be to find a means of being granted immunity from prosecution. Agnew said he is providing financial records to investigators, but has not been asked to appear personally before the grand jury investigating the case. Whether he would do so if asked, he said, would depend on advice from his lawyers. The vice president said he is not considering stepping down from his duties, even temporarily, and does not expect to be indicted. Agnew said he first became aware that he was under investigation through rumors last February, that he informed the president, but did not talk personally with Mr. Nixon about it until yesterday. The president, he said, expressed unequivocal support, but said Agnew, "A vice president should stand on his own feet. I'm defending myself." Barry Serafin, CBS News, Washington.
The White House knew in advance of the Agnew news conference. What did the White House think about it? Robert Pierpoint has that story.
The vice president's performance was received with mixed emotions across the street in the White House today. There was some pride over the fact that Agnew had apparently done so well in a sensitive situation and answered tough questions with dignity and seeming candor. But when reporters pointed out that this might raise some embarrassing comparisons with President Nixon, that people might want to ask, for example, why he couldn't hold press conferences and why he couldn't be more candid, then the reaction of the president's staff was very quickly defensive. President Nixon, they said, had given his response to attacks as recently as April 30th, adding that he is at this very moment up at Camp David preparing another response, which will doubtless be broadcast sometime next week. Officials here also pointed out that President Nixon is involved in court cases, as are many others about whom he would be questioned. Therefore, they said, the president simply cannot do what Agnew did. But when it is suggested that perhaps to the man in the street, Agnew today made the president look bad, they simply shrugged. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
We'll have more news in a moment.
Do you know what kind of oil to use in your new car?
Well, after what this car cost me, the cheapest.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
1040. Maybe 40. Well, oil is oil, right?
Wrong. Not every kind of oil is right for new cars.
Does it matter?
Some oils can do a new car more harm than good. At Gulf, we sell the right kind of oil for new cars. Low Ash Gulf Pride Multi-G. It's right because it can withstand the higher operating temperatures of cars from 71 on. That's the kind new cars need. And Chrysler, Ford, AMC, and General Motors say so in their new car manuals. Low Ash Gulf Pride Multi-G. The right kind of oil for new cars. The right reason for stopping at Gulf.
The Kremlin called a prominent Soviet dissident to its embassy in London today, demanded his passport, and told him he can't go home anymore. Murray Frompson reports.
8 months ago, I walked on a dark Moscow street with Joris Medvedev as he debated the pros and cons of accepting that invitation to Britain. He feared then the very real possibility that once Soviet authorities allowed him to leave the country, they would not permit him to return. And Medvedev very dearly wanted to return home after his year abroad. Tonight, Medvedev's worst fears were realized when the Soviet government stripped him of his citizenship for allegedly discrediting the state and the social system and for spreading slanderous material about the Soviet Union. Medvedev is a biochemist. He came to the attention of the world scientific community in 1970. His arrest and forcible detention in a mental hospital were vividly described in his book, A Question of Madness. Medvedev is a close personal friend of the Nobel Prize-winning author Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He is the second Soviet scientist in less than a year to lose his citizenship. Murray Frompson, CBS News, Moscow.
The Cambodian story in a moment.
If at times you suffer arthritis minor pain and its stiffness, get Deep Strength Arthritis Pain Relief Rub. Deep Strength is made especially to give fast, temporary pain relief so you can move more easily. Deep Strength's strong, concentrated warmth vanishes deep into skin. increases blood circulation over painful area, brings relief for hours. Get Deep Strength Arthritis Pain Relief Rub, the modern rub from Musterol.
I'm with Lion Tamer, Marco the Magnificent, who's about to put his head in the mouth of a 750-pound lion. Are you scared, Marco?
No, it's working. It's working.
You mean your axe?
No, my body all. It's working.
Body All Underarm Deodorant is a different kind of powdery spray. It doesn't just work once and then quit. Every time you begin to perspire, Body All works again and again. So the more you need it, the more it works.
Anything you want to say from in there, Marco?
It's working!
Body All. The more you need it, the more it works.
A panel of three judges ruled in the government's favor today and reversed the lower court decision that found the bombing of Cambodia illegal and unconstitutional. The bombing continues for another week now and then stops by congressional fiat. Haney Howell reports on a victory for the insurgents.
Insurgent sappers took and partially destroyed the radio station near Phnom Penh this morning. They damaged much of the equipment, including all of the international telephone lines except to Hong Kong. According to reports, the sappers demanded that 100 government troops protecting the station surrender and enter the facility without firing a shot. U.S. fighter bombers have hit much of the area around the station in hopes of catching the sappers before they escape. Now all government radio is off the air, and one of the principal sources of official announcements is destroyed. Haney Howell for CBS News, Phnom Penh.
Vietnam veterans told the Senate Armed Services Committee today that in their experience, there weren't any restrictions on bombing enemy hospitals, and at least one witness said that he was told to falsify the records. The Wall Street Report in a moment.
Your authorized Cadillac dealer has a very pointed question for you and a very pointed answer. The question, why settle for a car when you can own a Cadillac? The answer, why indeed? If you've been putting off the decision to purchase a new automobile, you should know this. Right now, Cadillac dealers are at the end of a model year which has been a Cadillac record breaker. More people have chosen to own Cadillac than ever before in history. Over twice as many, in fact, as the nearest competitor. And with such a year coming to a close, Cadillac dealers are in an excellent position to make Cadillac ownership especially attractive. The 1973 Cadillacs are outstanding in their luxury and comfort. And with Cadillac resale value traditionally the highest of all U.S. car makes, no wonder we say, why settle for a car when you can own a Cadillac? And why wait to visit the person who can put you into one, your authorized Cadillac dealer?
Stocks lower on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 902, down almost 10 points. The average price per share was down 36 cents on the New York Exchange, down 0.07 on the price change index on the American. The financial news in this world tonight. For whatever reason, the women's liberation movement has blossomed earlier and more vigorously in the United States than in Europe. But there is a development of some minor historic note today in France. Peter Kalischer reports from Paris.
An 84-year-old former Paris city councilor, Madame Marc Richard, came out today for the legalization of brothels in France. They have been illegal in this country since 1946, under a law sponsored by Madame Richard. Madame Richard created a mild sensation by admitting in a radio interview that she had changed her mind after 23 years. True women's liberation, she said, must include the right to earn a living by practicing prostitution. Actually, prostitution on an individual basis is not against French law, but procuring and operating brothels are. The law which carries my name, Madame Richard said, is out of date. I struggled all my life, not against prostitution, but for the liberation of women. And in 1973, a woman's freedom requires that she be allowed to do whatever she wants with her body. While favoring the free operation of brothels, as in West Germany, Madame Richard denounced the spread of pornography and said that movie theaters habitually showing porno films should be shut down. Peter Kalischer, CBS News, Paris.
The FBI reported today that the number of serious crimes in the United States declined in 1972, the first time in 17 years. The World Tonight continues after this message.
When money grows on trees, then you won't have to bother saving any. But until that happy day comes, there is a very simple way to save. The payroll savings plan sets something aside out of each paycheck before you even see it and puts it into United States savings bonds. Whatever you're saving for, education, travel, retirement, savings bonds can take you there. And payroll savings makes the trip easy and sure. Join the plan that makes dreams come true. The payroll savings plan for United States savings bonds.
The World Tonight, the Senate Select Committee on Presidential Campaign Activities has heard 33 witnesses testify on Watergate. And now, in the first day of a month's recess, we have time for a careful look at what the committee and the country have learned. Daniel Shore offers his perspective.
To the question of what 37 days of hearings accomplished, Chief Counsel Samuel Dash replied, "What did we know about Watergate and what do we know now?" What we know about Watergate itself is still inconclusive. A president not convincingly shown to have been aware, but who clearly did not seize opportunities to become aware. Subordinates who believed they were fulfilling superiors' wishes in the president's interests. And if there was one mastermind, he has not been identified. We know that the cover-up was inspired less by fears about Watergate itself than fears of exposing previous illegal acts, the plumbers in the pursuit of Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatric file. We know more than ever in history about the secret workings of an incumbent presidency, including, in this presidency, enemy lists, efforts to turn the machinery of government against opponents, and in favor of friends, and presidential taping. We know that around the president were men oriented toward conspiracy not only against the enemy, but against each other, ready to finger fall guys and embroil the unsuspecting in incriminating acts. We know that for many, winning big was more important than governing well, and that the campaign meant a moratorium on ethics, honesty, and common decency. We know that even worse scandal was averted only by the much maligned bureaucracy, that in the end it was only the permanent civil service that the Nixon men had tried to politicize who held the line against total usurpation. We know that it was not elected officials or all the retinue, but J. Edgar Hoover, who killed the surveillance break-in plan, and Richard Helms, who pulled CIA back from conspiracy, and Henry Peterson, who told off the president and warned John Ehrlichman to keep his hands off the Justice Department. What we now know, in short, was that Watergate was only an incident in the threatened derailment of our government. Daniel Shore, CBS News, Washington.
A final note on the shadow of Watergate tonight, a report from Fred Graham on the American Bar Association's convention in Washington.
The Bar Association recommended to state bar groups to quickly investigate any lawyers implicated in Watergate and to discipline those found guilty. It rejected a proposal to hold off disbarment until all criminal trials are over. Joe Henry of Tennessee explained why.
The time has come for the lawyers of America, in the vernacular of the hill country from which I come, to belly up to the buzzsaw and to do something about this thing.
Attorney General Elliot Richardson said that in the wake of Watergate, nobody in the Justice Department will be allowed to be active in politics, and records will be kept of all attempts by outsiders to contact government lawyers about pending cases. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
That's the World Tonight, Wednesday, August 8th. This is Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
For Buffalo and vicinity, sultry and hazy, a chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night, the high 85, the low 70. Southwest winds 10 to 20, chance of further showers on Friday.
Probability of precipitation 40% Thursday and Thursday night.